It's time for the Apple Watchcast. Apple sends invitations to a far-out event, September 7th. We'll talk about what to expect. Apple shifts some iPhone and watch production to Vietnam, patents on future ceramic iPhones and Apple Watches, and a new way to size watch bands, plus a review of Watch Catch Game, the Apple TV experience, and an app or crap. This and much, much more. It's all coming up next on the Apple Watchcast. This is the Apple Watchcast, episode 423, recorded Friday, August 26, 2022. Far Out Friday.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast. Apple Watchcast, a podcast dedicated to the Apple Watch.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast, where we talk about any and everything Apple Watch, Apple's most personal and healthy device yet, and the number one watch in the world. I'm your host, Tom, and joining me is Vincent. Welcome to the show, Vincent.
Hey, Tom. No classified documents here.
No, not at all. Everything's open and free here. Also joining us is Chris. Welcome, Chris.
On a much less controversial topic, college football starts here tomorrow.
Yes. this is that weird time of year where you've got baseball and football and everything going at one time. Mm-hmm. It's very strange. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to get comfortable with. So,
well, hockey and basketball start up in October. You got all the sports. You know, that's the one month where everything's going on.
That's right. It gets even weirder. And we are recording on a Friday night, a little bit different than normal. I guess you can call this a far out Friday. Is that what this is? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Little nod to what we're going to be talking about. We don't have a whole lot in the news because an event is coming up. And we were joking before the show, there's only like six stories to talk about. So this should be a 2 or 3 hour show. that's usually how it goes. but I guess we'll just kind of get right into this.
Why not?
Yeah, the invitations came out this week. We've been a lot of speculation. We've been talking about when the date might be for the event. And Apple finally sent out the invite. And the headline is called Far Out. And it is September 7th, as the rumors predicted. But what they didn't predict is that this is a live show. Mm-hmm. For the first time since the pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So, and I imagine there's going to be quite a bit of pre-recorded video within this. Yeah. But the fact that they're bringing people to the Steve Jobs Theater on the Apple campus in person, that would be mostly, I guess, the media, right? The press. Mm-hmm. And then they'll have their employees, people there to applaud, right? but it's going to make a difference, right? You got applause. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, we haven't seen this in a long time.
So, quick question.
Yeah.
Do you guys both get email event invites?
Yes, mm-hmm. I did get this one.
I have never gotten one.
Really?
No. I assume they use my email and my Apple ID, right? They would. I don't get these things.
I wonder. Huh. I wonder. I don't recall ever. Did you sign up for one, Vincent?
I don't recall.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, it might be an option somewhere to, you know, email you for events under your Apple ID.
And maybe I'm going to do that because I know the events are coming when Tom sends a text out. Hey, events coming.
Yeah. Well, also, if you look on, I follow Apple on Twitter. And when they make these announcements, if you like it, you know, hit the little heart near their thing, they will send you an update prior to the event to remind you of when it's coming. So that's one way to not forget about it. But I did get an email announcing it. So, yeah, very different.
Did you do the 3D thing?
Did what?
Did you do the virtual reality?
I did not, but I've seen images of it.
Oh.
So, yeah, for people who haven't seen this, the image is an Apple logo made out of stars. I guess it's just a shot of the night sky here, all full of stars. It says far out. And I guess the animation on this thing or the VR is it turns. Is that right?
It's all over the place. It's like warp speed.
Oh,
like
does it?
Stepping into a Star Wars type of thing. Star Trek space scene. Yeah, I couldn't orient myself. I was like, it's trippy.
It's trippy. Okay.
You guys. Well, and then I found the actual picture that you are supposed to see.
Well, it's far out, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is. Far out.
Far out.
Is this a throwback to the 60s here? Yeah, far out.
It might be.
So what do you think that means, far out, by the way? Any clue here in the invite as to what we're going to see? Not that that really means much. I heard two things it could possibly be. One is this a new astrophotography feature of the camera on the new iPhone. Wow. I think other competing phones already have that feature, but it'd be nice. I think Apple was supposed to be coming out with it. The other one is Apple's new satellite emergency service that we talked about in the past might be launching. And I've heard some rumblings about that today. So that might be actually what this is talking about. And I think the way it launches is it's not phone or images. It's just text at the moment, but those will come later down the line that you'll be able to have text access pretty much anywhere.
Well,
whether you have a cellular connection or not, if you're near a satellite, you have one of these new phones, you'll be able to emergency text. So kind of cool.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is. Very cool.
If that's true, we don't know. That's rumor. I mean, but let's talk for a minute or two here about what we expect at this event. This is obviously the iPhone 14 event.
Right.
And it is in person, which is really surprised me. But then again, I'm thinking, well, Apple did kind of demand their employees come back to work here shortly, right? Maybe this makes a little more sense. But yeah, we've had nothing but virtual events since COVID-19 started. So obviously there'll be pre-recorded stuff, and they'll probably just get up and introduce it, and you'll watch the video, and they'll come back, and that sort of thing. But
yeah, agree.
Yeah, and that'll probably be the bulk of it. So what we're going to get here, and is four. We're thinking four iPhone 14s. So you get the iPhone 14, the iPhone 14 Max, the iPhone 14 Pro, and the iPhone 14 Pro Max. Is that too many? Is that too many phones?
Yes.
Is this getting ridiculous now? Okay.
It's too many phones.
Yeah.
One for each quadrant.
Yeah, there you go. Each quadrant of space gets its own phone. So the big thing here, I guess, that's new in this lineup is the iPhone 14 Max. And this will be a 6.7 inch iPhone that has the Pro features and price, but probably below 1,000, which makes it, I guess, look a little more attractive since the Pro Max has been rumored to be even more expensive this year.
Right.
So we'll have to see. So those monthly payments, Vincent, on our upgrade program are going to go up. If you keep even if you keep the same phone with the same memory, it's probably going to be higher unless you drop down.
It's 6.7, you said, Tom?
That's what this article says.
13 Pro Maxes? They're like six, right? Or maybe a little less. Are they not 6 inches? Or are they somewhere around six? That's pretty big change.
The Pro Max is the Pro Max is going to be bigger, I think, than it is currently. Even larger.
Let me Google it on my phone so you don't hear me typing.
Okay.
The Pro Max. So
apparently the biggest change, besides the addition of the iPhone 14 Max, is a design change in the Pro and the Pro Max. And that is, instead of a notch at the top, we're going to have a hole and a pill-shaped cutout. So what do they call that? A pill and hole punch? Is that what they call it?
A hole and a pill-shaped cutout.
Yeah.
So two different blackout spaces, and they're just smaller.
Right. Yeah, like an exclamation mark on its side or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically they're doing this is taking, giving you a little more screen where today there's this probably the same footprint. They just block it out with that notch, right? So I guess they get better at the screen design.
And other phones have done this. I mean, it's nothing new. And it gives you the amount of real estate it's going to give you on the screen is negligible, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's necessary. I've gotten used to the notch. It reminds me of the hairline.
Me too. Notch doesn't bother me.
Yeah, so, I'm fine with
6.33 is the current iPhone 13 Pro Max. So 6.7 is what, 0.4 inches. That's a decent amount. Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like sit in the palm of your hand like an iPad mini.
It's pretty much. We're getting there, aren't we?
Whoa.
Everything's getting bigger. And we'll talk about that with the watches here in a second too. But So in addition to the cutouts on the display, the other changes in the design will be a rumored to be a major camera upgrade to the front and rear facing cameras. So
the rear cameras are getting ridiculous.
They
the
are
protrusion. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I've only used it very rarely. I don't know how often you use like the actual special features like cinematic mode and super dark mode and all that stuff.
Yeah. Pretty rare.
From time to time.
Yeah.
Well, somebody was joking in one of the comments that it far out describes the new camera. The lens is popping even further out from the phone. Far out.
Oh, that's creative.
Yeah. So we'll see. And then
the camera zoom on that might be ridiculous. That's true.
But I don't know what new features are going to give us in the camera other than the astrophotography mode that I mentioned, which I guess is more of a night type vision.
Right.
Camera. I don't know what else they can do with this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And have we reached the point where they're better than a DSLR?
I don't think so.
Close, huh?
I got to think there. It's really close.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of torn. Every time the new phone comes out, I try it out for a lot of the photography and stuff I do. And it always seems to fall just a little bit short in one or two ways from like my Canon camera.
Really?
Yeah. And I keep hoping with every phone that it, you know, and it does get better, that and maybe I'm just not used to using that type of thing, but
I've seen like on sidelines on sports, when most of it's football, because there's, you can see all the people in football, the reporters and people taking pictures, and I've seen people with iPhones and the funky extender lenses, so they're getting there. I guess they're using it.
Yeah, I guess they are, but you also see the ones that have like a 5-foot lens on them.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
you know that's
true. Yeah,
the ridiculously long lenses, you see that as well. Still, so anyway, should be exciting for the phone. Now, Vincent, you're in the upgrade program, so I'm not. There's no point in asking you. I know you're going to get a new one, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, same here. Chris, are you planning on upgrading? What do you? You currently have the 13.
I have a 13 Pro Max, so okay. I'm not going to do it. I'll definitely get the new watch, but I'm not going to get a phone. This thing is a great device.
Yeah.
As I've said, for the use cases that a normal guy like me, I don't need anything more than this.
Yeah. I don't know about you, Vincent. I kind of feel stuck because this might've been a year I wouldn't upgrade the phone, be tempted not to, but what the heck, I'm paying anyway.
Yeah.
That's true.
Turn it in, try it out. Yeah. They got you.
It's, it's going to be quite a year for me. We've got a couple of iPad refreshes and phone refreshes and Apple Watch. Yeah, that's going to be a bill.
That Apple card's going to turn purple.
Does it turn black when it's overextended?
Exactly.
You're approaching the red line here.
Yeah, it turns red. That's what it does.
Yeah.
And your phone rings because you've overextended.
Yeah, the titanium card actually heats up in your pocket. That's what happens. So, the iPad. You mentioned the iPad. I have the old original, iPad Pro,
the big Pro,
the first Pro, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah, and it still works really good. And I'm tempted to get a new one, but then I hear, okay, the new one's going to have, MagSafe charging, perhaps, which is cool. But then I'm also hearing rumors that the iPad after that is going to be bigger in size. So
really.
So I'm like, yeah, I don't know when I should upgrade. I'm kind of.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'd hate miss out.
Just a side tip. I mean, I have the same size one, the big 12 and a half inch one, whatever it is. And the battery was dying on it. We got it diagnosed. It was like, it wouldn't charge up to, it was only like max of 70% or 60%. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. So apparently the screen had this white smudge in it. And it turned out I brought it into the store, got an appointment, and they said that the battery was expanding and pressing up against the screen.
Ooh,
and that's why it was also causing, this weirdness. And so I, you know, for $99, I was like, well, let's just replace the battery, right? But they don't have these things in the batteries in stock, so they just swap out the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So brand new.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Just FYI. Yeah. If you've got an old one, that battery doesn't charge anymore, bring it in.
So how can I expand my battery?
You don't have to expand your battery. As long as it doesn't charge, doesn't have the capacity up to like 67%, you can replace it.
I was going to say, how do I make that happen? Okay.
Call support. Text support. I'll help you. Yeah. They have a pretty cool remote diagnostic tool too, by the way. Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the watch, because that's the other big thing for us that we're going to hopefully see here in the event. And, you know, the rumors have been flying about the Series 8. You know, the idea that we're going to possibly get three of them, that we get the Series 8, that we get a new SE, and we get the Apple Watch Pro, which may or may not be called that. Mm-hmm. And that the Pro version is expected to be bigger in size, a larger form factor, and made of some new durable titanium case. So, tough choice.
I don't know. This other article you had, it makes me think it should be ceramic.
Oh yes, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Could
be zirconia. Yeah,
I say zirconia.
Go ahead.
And by the way, Vincent, I need a what I like this week study on zirconium.
All right.
We need a white paper on zirconia. So it should be exciting to see. I mean, feature wise, there's also the rumors of a temperature sensor, which would it be in all three or not? Probably not the SE.
Probably not the SE, I would guess.
I'm having a hard time believing this. I mean, I looked at Apple's website here. Look at it right now. They're still selling the Series 3.
Ugh.
You can buy one today, get it delivered tomorrow, $200. But what's interesting is your choices is very limited. You get, it's either black or white, and it's no cellular version.
So this old crusty inventory that's been sitting in a warehouse for a long time.
Yeah. At this point, I would expect them to be like sold out.
Yeah.
But they're not.
I guess. So can you get a original HomePod with that?
You know, those are gone.
Well, everyone came back to the office, Tom, and they opened up these big doors to this warehouse and said, whoa, there's some Apple Watch 3s and some HomePods. Can you put them on the website?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so your choice is, you know, is aluminum, and I guess it never came in anything else, or did it? Did the Series 3 ever come in?
I think it did. Yeah, sure it did. It came in stainless steel.
Okay, so you get space gray aluminum with a black sport band, or silver aluminum with a white sport band, and GPS only, no cellular for you, for $199.
Wow.
Yeah. And we had someone had mentioned on Reddit, and this isn't the same because they didn't do the Series 3, but they just bought a Series 7. And they said, am I a fool for buying that now?
I'm not sure I understand.
Yep. See, she's listening. She's not sure why you would think that.
Yes.
That's awesome. But, you know, I wanted your opinion on that. My thought is, if you got it on sale, that's fine. If you paid full price, take it back. That'd be my thoughts on it.
Well, you got 2 weeks, right? 14 days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Some time. So, because in a few weeks, you're going to have a brand new one. If you already paid full price, it won't be that much different to get the latest technology. But if you got a deal, a deal's a deal, and that Watch Series 7 will last quite a while.
Yeah, it's not going to be too different from the new one.
But I can see no reason whatsoever in any circumstance for anybody to buy a Series 3 right now.
Right. It doesn't support the new OS. So.
Right. Why? I mean, why would you buy old tech? Mm-hmm. You're, what, going to get a couple of years out of it? Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for the price difference, I mean, I guess that is a factor. But when you look at the chart, I see on Apple's website, the Series 7 and a list of features, the SE and the Series 3, right? They list everything together. Series 3 is nothing but a bunch of lines, that things you don't get. I mean, what you get is very minimal compared to the other two. But the price is minimal too. So anyway, should be exciting. We'll see what. But so it's okay. Let me ask you this: sight unseen, specifications unseen. Which of these three new proposed Series 8 watches would you be looking at?
Knowing that the top of the line, but I don't know.
But I mean, knowing obviously that the SE would be the cheapest, then would be the Series 8, and then would be the Pro, right? In cost.
If the Pro's not really ugly, I would go for that.
Okay.
Just to have something a little different from a form factor for the first time in a long time.
Right. I'm thinking the Pro just because I think it's going to have the longest battery life of an Apple Watch yet.
Fair point. Yes.
I would assume the fact that it's a little bit bigger, but. Maybe not. Maybe there's a trade-off between battery life and the size of the screen.
I think it's just primarily going to be around cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what would concern me, I think. If it's kind of cool looking, there's more battery life, but it's $1,200, I don't think I'll do that.
I think that's probably exactly what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Oosh.
Yeah, probably $1,000 to $1,200, depending on.
I'd have to keep this one for a number of years then.
Yeah, yeah. What, your 7? Yeah. Keep your 7?
I'd buy the 8, but if I did that, I'd have to keep the 8 Pro Max Plus for 3 or 4 years, wouldn't you? I mean, you spend $1,200?
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, it's quite a bit. I'm currently on the hand-me-down to my children replacement program on the watch. So they always get used, even beyond mine. So.
I somewhat do the same.
Yeah. So this, I mean, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what they announce.
Yeah. Hopefully they don't drift too far to the point where it's completely unaffordable. Yeah. Because watches aren't on a payment plan or.
Right.
Unless they do that and put it on a leasing plan, then that's a whole other ball game there.
Well, can't you get it on the 3 payment or whatever that is plan?
Yeah, that's true. You can
buy with your Apple Card.
You can put it on your card and pay monthly. Yeah, sure.
Put it on your card and they can break it into. So let's see. The new phone, you know, could be what is that? Like, gosh, that's got to be at least $1,200 too, right?
Easily.
Yeah.
And then probably up to $1,500 if you max it out.
Just do $1,000 a device. As a minimum, and if you have 4 or 5 devices, Vincent, you're just going to be, $5,000, baby.
And I was going to say,
supposed to be a new HomePod too.
I mean, just between the phone and the watch, you're looking at almost $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
It's going to have a great Q3. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. But will, if you own any Apple stock, will it offset the cost? No, probably not. Okay. What else? We're also going to get here, obviously, and this is free, by the way, if you don't pay anything for this, iOS 16, watchOS 9, and TV OS 16 during this event. And then obviously much later, like a month later, we're going to get iPadOS 16 and macOS Ventura, which will probably be in October. So looking forward to those as well.
And from the iPad.
Yeah, go ahead.
From the iPad perspective, I have that second generation iPad Pro, Tom. I'd like, you know, the last 2-3 years, the iPadOS iOS updates have made it almost like a new device with all the new functions they have. So,
right.
So that's why you can keep it, because the software is getting better and it feels like it's new and different.
Well, I have to tell you, the new, and I'm running the beta on the phone and the watch, and the, the changes to some of the stuff in the phone do make it feel like a new phone.
Oh, cool.
Which is really nice.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Especially that lock screen. I've been changing that up quite a bit. It's a lot of fun to work with. And there's several new watch faces that are really nice on the watch OS 9.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, get a refreshed look for a little while with both devices for nothing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely nothing, which is great. So we'll have to see if the hardware is enticing enough to get people to upgrade.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. All right. So far out. Okay, so that's September 7th, 10 a.m. Pacific time. Should be fun. You can watch it at apple.com, or you can do the events app, I think it is, on the Apple TV. It's another way to watch it. But there are many, many ways to watch it coming up. Now, quick programming note here. We won't be doing our next show until after this event. So this is our last chance to speculate about what might happen. I don't think we do another show until a few days after the event. So we'll have some time to kind of sift through it all for you and give you our thoughts on what is announced. So
wow, that's right. Looking at the calendar.
Yeah.
Tom is up, and you're traveling, Tom. You're just messing up our podcast.
I am. I'm gonna be in Iowa when we do our next show. So yep. Okay.
Well you know that I just looked at the calendar. College football starts tomorrow. Our next show is on the day the NFL starts. So I gotta look at the calendar and double check that.
Oh, on a Sunday. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We're still in preseason, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we are now.
Yeah.
But so it looks like September 11th is their next show, and that's the NFL kickoff.
Ah, okay. Mm. Well, we'll have to time it.
We will
be right in the middle of your game. No, we'll.
It's gonna be a halftime show. Yeah,
the whole show's like Chris, you still there, Chris?
That's right. That's right.
Okay, what we spoke about just previously about ceramic, that brings up the next thing I want to talk about here, which I think is a patent that Apple put out. It's a new patent that Apple is exploring ceramics as a possible body material for future iPhones and Apple Watches. Mm-hmm. It is called the Electronic Devices with Textured Zirconia-Based Components. really thrilling title there. So what they're talking about is not strictly what you would call ceramic. It's a particular type, right? Zirconia. Yeah. When I hear zirconia, I think of diamonds, right? Fake Cubic. Diamonds.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. The old fake diamonds before they grew them in controlled environments.
Right. Which they do make out of zirconia. Now they wouldn't use pure zirconia, or as they call it, zirconium dioxide. Which is regarded as the most durable monolithic ceramic with high hardness, strength, toughness, and chemical corrosion resistance. So yes, it is used as a diamond substitute in jewelry. Mm. What they're saying here in this, oh, and by the way, your dentist uses them in crowns.
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
Because of the material is so durable. Mm-hmm. And hip joints and implants as well. So what they're talking about, though, is not strictly zirconia. They're talking about, making their own version and perhaps mixing it in to create their own hardened version of existing metals. Adding it to aluminum or steel alloys, which would improve their mechanical properties and overall resistance. Interesting.
That's super cool. Yeah.
Apparently pure zirconia is too expensive to...
Makes sense.
Yeah, although there has been foam manufacturers that have done this in the past to some degree. I don't know if it was pure zirconia, but they've had ceramic bodies on their foams. Mm-hmm. And they're all very expensive. It's a premium material. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
the back of the Apple Watch is already all ceramic, right?
Part of it, yes.
Yeah.
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 But what kind of ceramic? Is it zirconia or is it? Yeah, we don't know.
I don't think it's zirconia. I think it's the aluminum one.
Okay. But,
yeah.
Well, okay. That begs the question here. We got a new Pro Apple Watch coming out that is geared towards extreme sports, ruggedness, durability. Do these two things go together? Is it going to be made of this new zirconia mix?
Yeah.
This time around? So.
Yes.
The 8?
Yes. Yeah. The pro version of the watch.
I think there'd be rumors that would get out of that. Don't you think?
Well, that just seems... I don't know. I mean, they have said that the pro version of the watch will have a new type of titanium, their own mix. And I'm thinking it could be zirconia infused titanium. Say that 3 times fast.
Crap. Now you're talking $1,200. I mean, that
yeah, would be exactly. That's yeah. True. Let's see. Do I go for the new teeth implants or get a new watch? Oh, wait, they're the same thing.
Pop them out, tell the time.
Yep, they both cost a fortune.
Yeah, that okay, that's true. You did that, if that's the case, no pun intended.
always could, intended,
could
yeah.
Could be, right? That could be a...
Yeah.
I mean, the reason they're kind of doing the Pro, I think, is because they need some kind of new form factor to kind of, you know, re-energize excitement.
Yeah.
And if you can have a new case material that's really sturdy, well, yeah, sure, I can see it.
Yeah, and it's just another premium option. Mm. Right.
Mm-hmm. No, the backs of the watches are currently zirconia ceramic.
They are. Yes. Okay.
They are.
Yeah. But not but not the case. Just the back.
The case. The back, just the back. Yeah.
Is it just the case of the watch, Vincent, or is it that they also where it kind of protrudes out with the sensors? Is that
just around the sensors? Yeah.
Sensors? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The round sensor in the middle of the watch in the back, that's glass, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the around that is the zirconia.
Right.
And then you have the either aluminum or stainless steel or whatever version case you have.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you got three different components going there. Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. We shall see.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing tomorrow, by the way? Gonna go work out for 1 mile?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm gonna get that badge.
There you go. That's the Apple's annual National Parks Activity Challenge is actually set for tomorrow. Sorry, we did not give you more of a heads up. They didn't announce this until in between our shows here, but it is tomorrow, Saturday, August 27th, in celebration of national parks worldwide. And you have to, do a hike, walk, run, or wheelchair workout of 1 mile or more with any app that adds it to your health app. And you get some fun. You get the award, the badge, and then you get the trophy or medal. Sorry, and then you also get these nice little animated stickers that you can share.
I'll have that done before 8 in the morning tomorrow.
Okay. Good deal. So which one are you going to send here? You're going to send the frog, the bird, the forest ranger, or the icon?
I kind of like the forest ranger waving.
Okay, send that. Send that in a text.
All right.
Yeah.
All
right. Cool.
Remember, I'm an hour ahead of you guys. So if I'm done by 8, that's 7 your time. I'll wait an hour or so.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Well, no, just go another mile or two.
All right,
I can
do that.
That'll do it.
1.6 kilometers for our other friends.
Yes, 1.6. Mm-hmm. We'll do it. That frog, that looks like little flies buzzing around him. What are they? Green and orange dots. Okay. These are fun. I'll put a link in the show notes. You can see this. These are always fun. I like these little animated things. I always forget about them when I'm texting, though. It's like it's a button right there. You can tap it and you get everything you've ever done available. So there's a tip. Okay.
I'm going to take us way off tangent. But only for 5 seconds. So I'm not sure. Did I ever do the what I like around the podcast around how the national parks were created in the United States? Did I ever do that? Do you guys remember that?
No, I don't believe so.
I'll do that soon. It's probably a year since I listened to it, but it's an awesome podcast, and I highly recommend it. So I'll track it down, and I'll do it sometime soon. But it's really intriguing.
Why don't you do it a year from now, right before the new National Park Challenge?
I can't. Well, it's like anything else. It's politics and money, right? And rich people. I mean, there's nothing else. You know, it's nothing new, but it's just kind of how it happened.
Yeah, mark your calendar for that. Okay, what else is going on? Okay, this I thought is an interesting ongoing story. And Apple's been doing this for a while, and it's just getting more and more prevalent, but they're looking to move some of their manufacturing, obviously outside of China. And one of the places that seems poised to be the next center of a lot of activity is Vietnam. Mm-hmm. So Apple will, for the very first time, make, MacBooks and Apple Watches in Vietnam. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's needed.
Trying to diversify away from China. Who is this? This is Luxshare Precision Industry and Foxconn.
Vietnam has been building a lot of, I think, the HomePods too, right?
I think they've been working on that as well. What else? They worked on some, HomePods. Apple is in talks with suppliers to build test production lines for its HomePod speakers in Vietnam. Okay. I think they've been doing something else with them, though, in the past. iPads and AirPods.
Oh, is it iPads?
iPads and
AirPods. AirPods.
AirPods. Yeah. That's what they've been doing so far. So that's nice. Apple's, and it makes sense. They kind of have to, don't they? All your eggs in one basket, never a good idea.
We'll talk about it too.
Go ahead.
We talked about it when we reviewed that book, After Steve, and that one chapter basically said that it's in China, not for the labor market, or I'm sorry, the price. It's because they have so many people that they can crank these phones out. I did a quick search when I saw this story. Vietnam's population is 100 million people. I think that's how many people work at Foxconn in China who make the phones. But it is good to diversify.
Yeah.
It's just to get anything that's going to be, I think, measurable, they're going to have to do 2 or 3 countries to really make a difference.
I think what I got from all of that is that the reason Tim Cook chose China for a lot of this way back when was that that's where all the supply chain was. You didn't have to ship things all over the world.
It was, yeah.
To get together to produce it, it was all there, or at least relatively close. If you can now comes the challenge. If you move it, now you got to bring in your supplies from somewhere else. How do you coordinate all of that into the mix?
And maybe he's going to step back into that role, because he did that. It's just something you have to do, though. The risk of having it all in one country versus the risk of a supply chain, which, by the way, are crappy, all over the world now anyway. In the long run, it's the right way to go. And I think you might even, you'll see some other Asian countries come into play, and, you know, seeing the chip makers expand right here in the United States. I think people know that, you know, the one-stop shop isn't going to cut it anymore.
Yeah. The COVID-related lockdowns in Shanghai was a wake-up call for a lot of, not just Apple, but a lot of other companies that, you know, that supply chain disruption was too much, you know, and we're kind of getting through it now. You know, as far as it's the, I think the supply chain is easing up a bit for chips and things like that. But the fact that they went through all that kind of made them realize, well, yeah, maybe we should spread the love around here. It would make fiscal sense to do that.
Yeah. The lockdowns in Vietnam were pretty intense too. And
were they?
In Taiwan. So yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, they're going to spread around.
Yeah, and, well, I think there's a lot of political issues happening there, too.
Yeah,
a little bit.
They have to take just into consideration. Yeah, with Taiwan and all of that. So, yeah, any smart CEO is looking at this. We'll see what happens. What else? I thought this was really interesting. I'm kind of surprised Apple hasn't done it yet. And this, I apologize, this is from a very weird source. it's the only one I could find on this story. So I hope it's, I think it's real. But you can tell there's kind of like broken English in some of this, as far as a translation goes. But it's the idea that Apple wants to simplify and make smart, actually, the choice of your Apple Watch band or being able to select it. And what they want to do here is, you know, currently, and this is what drove me nuts about the Solo Loop, was the fit, in that you had to either print a paper model to find the right size, or you had to use a tape measure, like a tailor's thing. And if you don't have that, you get a sheet of paper, a pen, you know, a bunch of scissors, rule, all this stuff to fit, pick it. Pick something to wrap around your wrist to get an exact measurement that's never really going to be exact, right?
Correct.
It's not a smart way to do it. And you would think with all their tech, they'd be able to do it. Well, they have, I think this is a new patent that is an Apple, you would do this in an Apple store, and they would use a device like an iPhone equipped with a depth scanner, I guess, on the camera. And it would... Or maybe LiDAR, that they're using here.
LiDAR,
yeah. That the device placed on a surface with the sensor facing upward, and you rotate your hand and wrist until it gets images, kind of like you do your Face ID, and it reads your hand and your wrist and tells you the exact size that you need for the band. And I'm like, this is genius. They need to do this.
Yeah, they could have done this before, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the LiDAR technology hadn't quite, you know, been perfected as it is now, but why not? You know, if that's the case, I might start wearing some Solo bands.
There you go.
I could never get one to fit me. It was just too frustrating. You know, and during COVID and the lockdown, you couldn't go to the Apple store to get fit, right? So yeah, it was an issue. It was an issue, the timing. So anyway, we'll see if that comes true. It's a patent right now, but I could really see them doing this in the stores, right? All right. And then, okay, our last story here. It's been a weird, weird week.
You saved a weird one, another weird one for last.
Yes, though, I did. Another weird thing here. This is the absolute most expensive Apple Watch case that's ever been made. It has over 400 diamonds on it. And those are not zirconia. Those are not zirconia. Those are real. It's a Swedish company called Golden Concept that focuses on making exclusive cases for Apple products. And they launched what they claim to be the most expensive Apple Watch case ever, 443 diamonds that are attached to this case. The case is carved from a single block of titanium. And they intend to only make 7 of them. So get your order in early. And it's $15,000 for a case. very exclusive if you get one. And this is the part that kills me. In addition to the case, you get a flubber band. Why? Why would you put a fluoroelastomer band, which is ugly as can be, on this diamond, studded case?
Exactly.
It makes no sense. $15,000 for the case and $2 for the band.
Yep.
Anyway, I'll put a link in the show notes. You can see it. It just looks ridiculous to have it next to it like that.
And I couldn't really see how the band snaps into the case. It didn't look like it had anything to secure it in. Because you see the picture, right? It looks like it just like it snaps in, and I'm like,
Yeah, it looks weird. I mean, at the very least, put an Hermes band on this thing.
Yeah, sure.
And for that price, you should throw that in for free. You know, your choice of an Hermes band, but oh my goodness. And then it says they're also taking pre-orders for the Series 8.
So they, which would be a different size, I guess.
Yes, that's why.
Exactly.
Now, you know, you get your order in early. It takes them at least a week to make these. That's what it says, right?
Wow.
Is it a week? Mm-hmm. That's all just a week? Come on. These are zirconia and they're using super glue. I'm telling
There's
you.
There's got to be a knockoff. We should do a knockoff.
I'm telling you right now, that's what this is. Nah. They're saying that the combined weight of the diamonds is about 4 carats.
Wow.
That's a lot of diamonds.
You can get it for $1,940 on Amazon.
Oh, really? Okay.
I just made that up.
That's a heck of a deal.
Oh.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you're interested, I'll put a link in the show notes if you want to order one of these.
Someone will.
Yeah.
There's some people out there.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. And if you do order one and you receive it, I'll put you on the show. We want to talk to you. So.
Oh, look at that.
There you go. Yep. That's one of the silliest things I've ever seen. Oh, my goodness. You know what's even sillier? They're going to sell some of these.
Yes, they will.
We're in the wrong business. Well,
when I was reading the article, because I think they just mentioned it's for the Apples, the Series 7 near the end of the article versus the beginning of the article. And I'm like, can I put an addition inside one of these?
Oh, yeah.
Like the $10,000 watch with the $15,000 case, I'm all in.
Oh, my. And don't forget the $2 band. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Anything else in the news? Are we sufficiently caught up? Man, what a tough week.
That was a tough week. Sometimes you say it's a tough week and it's not, but that was a tough week.
That was there's not much else going on. I mean, there's a few other things, but not really a ton of them. What was it? There was something. Coming up on the 6th, 7th, and 8th. Of September, and I know 7th is the event. Kara Swisher is going to do a special interview with Tim Cook, Johnny Ives, and Steve Jobs.
I got it.
Wife, yes. All three on the stage at the same time.
Well, I was going to ask if it's live or,
Yeah.
Looks like it's on state.
To talk about his legacy, which will be interesting to see Johnny and Tim Cook together since Johnny left.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Wonder how that's
going to Johnny's going to be wearing an Apple Watch.
I don't know.
$15,000 case because it can be afford about 10,000 of them.
I was just thinking how horrible it's going to be for Johnny to... Do you just never use an Apple product again? Because everyone that comes out, you're just going to look at it in disdain at something that was done that you wouldn't have done. For the rest of his life, every Apple product is never going to meet his standards.
There really hasn't been a new Apple product so it might not be. It might be a while before he sees something that he hasn't designed.
Right, but I just mean even change it. Like he gets a new iPhone, he's probably going to hate it or their new watch, what they're doing to stuff. He's got to hate it. But anyway, I don't know where you can watch this thing. I need to find out.
That'd be something really to watch. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. I can't imagine. It's going to be interesting to see what they have to say. about everything. But so I know that's coming up. And I assume since he's doing the event on the 7th, this is either going to be the 8th or it was pre-recorded or I don't know.
Hmm.
One of the two. So
very neat. Very neat.
All right. Anything else in the news here this week? We're all just waiting for the 7th, right?
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
I'll make a prediction. There will be on the 7th at their event. They will not mention the VR headset or the car, either one.
I think you're probably right, Tom.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going on a limb there. We'll see. But I don't think we're going to see any of that. I think we're just going to get phones and watches and software. Mm. Yeah, everything else
car,
coming later. What? I mean,
is it going to be Kevin Lynch on stage?
You know,
he did the watch last time, right?
He did the OS at the WWDC.
But that didn't announcement. I don't know. It was I'm thinking out loud. When was the announcement? Was it in the spring?
What or was it earlier? WWDC was June.
No, his new job.
Oh, it was before that. Yeah,
that was as well that. Yeah. I was gonna say because maybe it was just when they announced his new job and he wanted to kind of close out. WWC, but you're right. He may be up there. I mean, maybe the guy just wants to be on every stage and they put him up there.
Well, it surprised me that he was there. I thought somebody else had taken over. Jeff Williams or someone.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It was Jeff Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff Williams did the 8 announcement and then he went and did the OS announcement.
Okay. All right. I don't know that there's on your bingo card, either Jeff Williams or Kevin Lynch to appear. All right, we'll get to what we like here in just a minute. But first, a quick reminder that the Apple Watchcast is brought to you by the wonderful support of our Patreon subscribers. Become a patron of the Apple Watchcast, and for as little as $1 a month, you can help us to keep producing this show and get a little something extra in return, like access to bonus episodes, Apple Watchcast gear, and even be a guest on the show. So check out our page at patreon.com/AppleWatchcast to subscribe and become a patron of the Apple Watchcast. Big thanks to all of our patrons. You make this show possible. All right. Who wants to go first here for what you like this week?
Yeah, I'll go first.
All right.
So I'm going to review a game. It's called Watch Catch, C-A-T-C-H, a watch shooter game. So it's for ages 4 and up. So if you know, Vincent, if your kids, well, I think your kids are getting older, so they're well beyond 4. But it's a very simple game. And the other thing is, I don't know if it's free or not. I can't remember. And it doesn't say anything on the App Store. So I guess it's free, but it's very simple. And what I like about it is it never ends. You could really, really be bad at it, but it keeps going and it never just starts and stops over. So it starts over, I should say. But if you can visualize a circle with a little arrow kind of thing in the middle that spins, and then the circle has sometimes 3 red dots and sometimes 4 red dots, kind of equidistant, either 90 degrees or 120 degrees from each other. And then the game is just a variation of what is spinning, and you're just shooting balls out of the center and trying not to hit a red dot.
Mm.
So sometimes just the middle thing turns clockwise, and you shoot 5 balls out, and if you don't hit a red ball, you move to the next level. Sometimes it spins clockwise, and same thing, shoot 5 balls out, or white balls out. If you don't hit the red ball, you're a winner. Sometimes the middle thing stays straight and the outside spins clockwise or counterclockwise, and then sometimes they both spin. So it says Watch Catch is a new generation shooter game for Apple Watch. You will have 301 levels. I guess he had to squeeze in that last level. with gradually increasing difficulty, which is basically they spin faster. I don't think there's any more red balls. I've only seen up to the 4 red balls, not 5, which would make it much harder. And do your best to complete them all. So it is kind of, you know, if you're just sitting there and you just want to do something on your Apple Watch and, you know, be successful with, you know, shooting balls into the side of your watch, it works. But it's actually a fun little game. I'm kind of making fun of it, but it's a fun little game. And like I said, it doesn't end. I'm on like, let me look. I think I'm on level like 101 or 102 or 103. Yeah, 103. So I've gotten a level 103, but like I said, it never goes back to zero when you lose. And I have, looks like I have 198 levels left. So when I get there, I'll report back. So that's what I like this week, this little game, Watch Catch.
You know, I want to get this and put it on my – and by the way, it's a dollar, right? 99
cents? Yeah, it's a dollar. Okay.
I want to get it and put it on my watch, and then when someone asks me the time, I'm going to show them that. Because it looks like a watch face. A very crazy watch. Hey, there's an idea. Watch faces that are games. There you go. All right. We just gave away a good idea to someone.
You did.
All right.
You know, you're right. You can say, look at, you tell me the time. Is it, well, it looks like
you can't tell. It would be, that'd be real hard to do.
I forgot one little thing. You have 5 seconds for every round. So you can't just like really try to.
Oh my gosh.
To hit the little digital crown to spit the ball out. You got to do it in 5 seconds, else you don't win the round.
It's too much stress. I get up to 100, I'm going to freak out that I'm going to have to start over.
Yeah. You should show your heart rate while you're playing.
You need a little complication in the corner. and if you get your heart rate gets too high, the game just quits. Yeah.
That's right.
That would be horrible. Boop. All right. Watch Catch. Watch Shooter Game. All right. Put a link for that. Vincent, what do you got?
I have an app or crap. And so,
okay.
Yeah. So, if you're a vegetarian here, you might want to fast forward or at least skip this part. All right. So, this app is for us meat eaters. And if you are at a steakhouse or whatever that is, and you're interested in trying to figure out like where your cut of meat came from on the cow. This app called Beef Cuts 3D allows you to have a little 3D cow on your watch where you can then zoom in and it then takes away the surface of the cow, and then you can pick a specific part of the cow and it'll show you where that cut of beef came from. And then it also has a recipes.
That's recipes. I love that. You're just making this up as you go.
So there's you know, you find out where your ribeye is, find out where the tenderloin comes from. If you're ever curious as to, you know, what part of the cow your cut of steak comes from. It just reminds me of that David Letterman, you know your cuts of beef.
What's the name of this?
It's called Beef Cuts 3D.
3D? Okay.
3D. Yeah, 3D. Yeah.
Beef Cuts 3D.
Zoom out.
Oh, man.
It's $4.99.
$4.99?
$4.99.
I'm thinking one of two things happened. Your son was at the dinner table one time and said, "Dad, wouldn't it be cool if you can figure out where the cuts of beef came from?" Or it's an app. So now I'm kind of confused. I'm saying an app. I like it.
Oh, you're saying it's an app. Okay.
Yeah, I just like it. I think it'd be pretty cool to be an app.
I think Vincent got that question from one of his kids and he couldn't answer it. And he thought there needs to be an app for this.
Where
is it?
Beef come from?
Where's the beef? That should be the name of it. Should be where's the beef from?
Yes.
There you go.
I'm going to say crap. I'm going to say crap. So Chris, you say it's an app. Uh-huh. I say it's crap. So one of us is right. What is it, yes. Vincent? What is it?
It is a crap Apple Watch app, but it is a real app. It is a real app for your iPhone and iPad.
Okay, technicality.
Technicality.
That's a technicality. Yes.
But it's this this guy in Germany made this thing, and it comes in German and English, and you can buy it for $5 if you want to have it on your phone or iPad. And you can swizzle the cow around and see so cool. where your meat came from.
Does it moo when you do that? No. No, I don't know. Sound effects? No. Okay.
Like a chopping block. It's so funny though, because I'm watching a show called Mayans MC about a motorcycle club. And one of the main guys, the main guy's dad is a butcher, and that thing is behind him in every scene. The picture on the wall of the cuts of beef.
Yeah.
I'm looking up there, what's it, where's the ribeye? Where's the filet? You know? And I'm watching a TV show.
Wasn't that a logo for some production company or something? It was that diagram with the dotted lines, right?
Funny. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. All right. So it's one of those in between app and crap. All right.
That's right.
Nice.
It's an app. I was surprised that it was an app. Oh, one of its kind. Yeah.
Were you able to answer your question as to where your particular cut of
beef
came
from?
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Very good. All right. Completely different here. What I like this week is not a single item or feature, but it's a system that I think has been quietly gaining in strength and I think is just now showing its real potential, and that is the Apple TV. And I mean the device itself, the hardware, the operating system of tvOS, and especially Apple TV Plus streaming service. Combined, I think these now make up what I believe Steve Jobs alluded to in his biography when he said that they had cracked the code on TV. He never gave specifics, and everybody wondered what that was because they never came out with a television or anything like that. But I think this is part of what he envisioned. Part of at least of that is happening right now. And as you remember, this whole thing of Apple TV started out as a hobby. That's what Apple referred to the Apple TV every time they would update it. It was never anything too serious. It's just a hobby, something we're dabbling in. Well, I think this hobby has changed kind of the way I watch television these days. To me, the greatest feature of all of this is the Up Next queue that is front and center when you turn it on. It keeps track of what you watched and shows you when a new episode is available. And in this extremely complicated streaming platform world, this is a lifesaver. Who can keep up with everything? What shows on what service on what days? It's totally impossible to keep track of. The beauty of Apple TV Up Next is that it's cross-platform. It's not just Apple TV Plus shows, but shows from most other competitors and channels, right? Amazon, HBO, Paramount, Peacock, Disney, and many, many more. And even better than all of this is that Apple TV keeps me informed when I'm not even watching it. I get alerts on my watch when a new episode of a show I'm watching is available. And this, I think, is what Steve Jobs was hoping for, a better way to watch TV and keep up with your shows. I really think that this, what has become their, this particular part of Apple TV, the Up Next, I think was what he was talking about. In fact, when we're on the road and I throw an Apple TV into my bag, I hook it up in the hotel TV through the HDMI cable, connect it to the hotel internet using my iPhone, which is much easier now, as I mentioned before. And within 5 minutes, this hotel TV has exactly what our TV at home has. All our shows right there, right where we left them, seamless. It is incredible. This whole process makes it, kind of makes the channels that do not participate in the Up Next, and I'm looking at you, Netflix, I think it puts them at a disadvantage. I have to remember what shows I'm watching, if any, on Netflix. There's no reminders, so kind of out of sight, out of mind. And I think that's why Netflix has dropped significantly in my viewing habits for this very reason. Plus, I think unlike a lot of other services, Netflix, for the most part, releases entire series kind of as a binge, right? So it's watch it all quickly and then nothing. You leave and you go to another service. So I haven't even discussed the quality of the Apple TV Plus shows lately. I think it's the best out there right now. And it was slow to ramp up, but I think it's going really strong now. I think it's starting to hit its stride. And anyway, that's what I like this week. It kind of hit me how amazing this entire system is from Apple. They went from nothing to probably the best solution out there. The whole Apple TV experience.
Very nice.
It's really cool. Yeah. And some of the shows are just incredible. So anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. The Apple TV is pretty amazing with the, I've just been recently, I mean, my kids are playing their instruments all the time for school. And then you can just hop on the TV and put your AirPods on. Bam. Done. It links and it's a watch in peace.
Yeah, it amazes me how seamlessly it keeps track of everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
You know,
yeah,
I mean,
very good.
Even different. I have different Apple TVs in the house, so in you know, my wife's watching something on her TV, or I'm watching something different. It'll all pop up there, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what TV you go to, everything you want to watch is there. Yeah, it's great. I absolutely love it. Yeah, cool. All right. Is there anything else before we close our rings for this particular episode?
Yeah, we'll stretch out for tomorrow. Whole there mile. We
go. Yeah, you're gonna walk or run, or what are you gonna do?
Maybe swing my arms for around the lake and see what happens for a mile.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, that'll work. And you'll get that sound. There it is. Perfect. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for this episode. Thank you, Vincent and Chris, as always, for being here. I really do appreciate it. And thank you to everyone out there for listening. If you'd like to support our show, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/AppleWatchcast. It's a great way to help us to continue to produce this show. So check it out at patreon.com/AppleWatchcast. Links to stuff we talk about can be found on our website at applewatchcast.com. You can follow us in Apple Podcasts or any other podcast service you prefer. If you have a question about the Apple Watch or about our show, send us an email at comments@applewatchcast.com. Look for us and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. As always, thanks for listening. Stay safe. And until our next show, you're on your own time.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
The event. I'm sorry, someone's typing.
Oh, can you hear that?
Oh yeah.
I was typing how to get an email for an Apple event.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I'm wondering why you hear it. Am I not in the right microphone again?
No, you sound good.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
I won't type.
Okay. Well, or do it very softly.
No, I was barely touching them, so I'm just gonna not type.
Okay.
I hate getting caught. Dang it.